Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, Third Ingredient, the number three. ThirdIngredient.com. Folks, it's just you and me. Continue just to be the two of us. I come to you right now in this segment with a heavy heart. A couple of things I want to announce that I'm really sad about, and some of the people in our brain trust that I need to tell you about. I've been doing this a long time, as you know, over 21 years. I've interviewed thousands of people on this show. Our regular brain trust, the people who are back on a fairly regular basis over a year or so at any given year, is a couple of thousand folks. And we can probably quadruple that, and that's the number of people we've met and we've gotten to know over the years. So it's understandable that you lose people, because in those days, over the last 21 years, those people were in varying ages. We've lost some people who were Austin Kiplinger. We got to know him in 98, and he died at 96 a couple of years ago. So, you know, it happens, right? But sometimes it happens way too soon. We've lost a couple of people way too young that I haven't told you about yet. Judith Glazer, our emotional intelligence expert. What a great resource she was. She was barely 69. Died of cancer. She fought it for a long time. She was on our breast cancer awareness interviews for years, right? Remember that in October with Joan Pride and others? Well, it finally got her after many years of fighting it. She was one of the top emotional intelligence experts in the world. People in China, people all over the world were gravitating to her. She was peaking as a professional. It was amazing. And then she was struck down by cancer, and that happened into November, and I've just now been able to tell you about it. Judith Glazer, God bless her. We miss her very much. And then recently, folks, this last week, it's just bad news. Andy Goss is dead. Yes, that Andy Goss, the one who's in the last couple of years has been one of our great FedWatch experts. He'd be here today doing the show with me on this FedWatch day. But about a week ago, he had an aneurysm and died. 59 years old. Leaves a family and kids and grandkids. And 59 years old, folks, he was peaking. Remember, he was our numismatic expert, a gold expert, but also a monetary expert, an amazing monetary expert. And he's gone just this last week. So I love doing my show. The best thing about my show, besides supporting you, is getting to know all these wonderful people who are in our brain trust. And folks, these people over the years have become my best friends. People, I love them. I tell them I love them. You've heard me say it. These are people I've gotten to know their hearts. Some of them I've met, some of them I've never met. But I've gotten to know what's in their hearts. I know about them. That's what we do when we're off the air. I visit with them. I don't make them cool their heels and listen to commercials. I talk to them. That's the reason they come back. One of the reasons. You're the other reason. Andy Goss, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just heartbroken about him. And he would want me to tell you. Would want me to continue to march though, with our FedWatch show. I've got to do a little bit of this. The Fed's meeting yesterday and today. He would tell you, I think Andy would say they're not going to raise rates today. I think he would say that the Fed has decided that they don't need to spook the stock market anymore. And that's, even though that's not even their job, is not to worry about the stock market. Their job is to maintain a certain level of inflation and high employment, which they kind of have done, which means that the reason they're considering. They have raised rates, and they're considering more raises. I predicted that they would do no more than one. I think I said no more than one this year. I think they still will. It won't be today. And they've got to do some other things. They've got their portfolio of in their inventory of financial instruments that they need to get rid of, because that's one of the tools that they use, the quantitative easing that they used to hold the economy up, but it wound up being a sop to Wall Street. It's what caused Wall Street to go straight through the roof when they didn't really, when the earnings weren't really there to justify it. But they've got to get rid of that billions of dollars. They've got to liquidate it. And when they do, as they do, that puts downward pressure on the economy. I think Andy would say the yield curve is not inverted right now, but it's flattening. It's curving down, not down. It's just kind of flattening out a little bit. The difference between short-term rates and long-term interest rates, that's the indicator that the markets freak out about. When long-term rates, interest rates on bonds are lower than short-term rates, that's when you got an inverted yield curve, and we're not there yet. But as you there's a great article in the Wall Street Journal this week with a diagram that shows how that works, if you want to check that out. But I think we're still okay. The economy is still strong. If Washington doesn't screw it up, if Wall Street doesn't screw it up, you and I out here on Main Street are doing our best to hold it together. As we wrap up, folks, God bless Judith Glaser. God bless Andy Goss. Rest in peace, my friends. We miss you. 29 after. I'm Jim Blessing. I'll be right back. Let's make some romance. I know the night is falling and the music's calling and we got to get down and swing down.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.